The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1994, NASA launched the Clementine Lunar Orbiter, a technology demonstration satellite designed to map the moon. Its sensors also indicated that there may be frozen water on the moon, a discovery that, if it proves to be true, could make it possible to construct a lunar colony. Space battleship Yamato creator Leiji Matsumoto was born on this day in 1938. Director Tobe Hooper was born in 1943. On this day in 1975, the Fourth Doctor took his new companion on his first trip through space and time.
What a clumsy, ham-fisted idiot.
I said I'm sorry, didn't I?
What? Come out. And don't touch anything.
I've only tried to open the door. Oh, say. We've gone.
Who's gone?
I mean, this is... We aren't where we were. I've gone mad.
Part one of the fan-favorite Doctor Who episode, The Ark in Space, premiered on this day, with Ian Martyr aboard as the accident-prone naval surgeon, Harry Sullivan. In 1993, Moriarty was back aboard the Enterprise, but could he escape from the holodeck this time?
I have been stored in memory for God knows how long, and no one has given me a second thought.
You know what you are.
A holodeck character? A fictional man? Yes, yes, I know all about your marvelous inventions. I was created as a plaything so that your commander Data could masquerade as Sherlock Holmes. But they made me too well, and I became more than a character in a story. I became self-aware. I am alive.
That's not possible.
But here I am.
And while Moriarty wreaked havoc on Star Trek The Next Generation, the hunt was on in the fifth episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Caged! Helpless! How could you allow this? It is a disgrace to all Tosk! The most disappointing hunt in memory!
You're saying that this whole thing is a hunt and Tosk is the prey?
You were right. This Tosk is unworthy of such a noble description. For this dishonor, you'll endure the greatest humiliation Tosk can know. To be captured and brought home alive. Will live out your existence on public display, which is more than you deserve.
You disrupted life on this station for the pleasure of your hunt. Odo, watch the prisoner while our guest and I discuss this in private. Unless you intend to take him by force, in which case I'm prepared to give orders to open fire on your ship.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, the logbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was created and produced by Earl Green.